Is that him? Could I be right? Could that be kid? A dynamite!
deer. Brothers rap game like a brigadier. I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11. Snares on the 5 and 13. Strike on 9 and that's the giving. We're hot on the disco scene. Check it, check it.
Slow down with the army, got to stop stitching. Source of the problems after your bitching. You got lyrics that have got me cringing. You're like a fish right with your damn engine.
Hey, what's up, everybody? DJ Push. We got Kid Kenobi. Kid Kenobi right now, live in studio. Straight from... He actually just got off the plane. I don't think he came straight from Australia. But he came straight to the program here. Super honored to have him on the show. Because, again, I don't think he has any major gigs here in town this weekend. Maybe we'll have a little bit more information on that. We get him on the mic for a little bit of an interview again. Kid Kenobi, voted Australian DJ of the Year twice by the Australian Dance Music Awards, and also the Techniques and In the Mix poll was voted the number one DJ. And then also Best Remix for the, everybody knows the Green Velvet La La Land house tune, which had, upwards of, a ton of remixes for that one. But one of the better ones was, of course, Kid Kenobi alongside Pocket and King Cloud. Best remix on that one. There you go. A little bit more information about Kid Kenobi down the road. Let's talk about some of these tunes. We just stepped out of a Beastie Boys jam, as I'm sure you recognize. Triple Trouble. That was Kid Kenobi himself stepping in with Klaus Heavyweight Hill on remix duties right there. That's coming off of EMI Australia. Before that, GT with Kid Dynamite, again on EMI Australia. Prior to that, something off of CDR, more unreleased Bizzle. Buy Now, as in B-U-Y, Now. Rock was the tune. And he started off his set with Lee Coombs with Catherine Ellis. The tune was called Shiver. You know that one. Plump DJs on the remix duties right there. Coming off of course, Finger Lickin' Records. And, of course, a lot of classic old tunes for the first hour. A bunch of stuff from 99 and 2000. Just when New Breaks was sort of breaking its teeth as a... as a genre of its own, so to speak. So there you go. That brings us up to date. Before we go any further, I also want to shout out Greg. Just calling to say what's up, enjoying the music today, and also enjoyed the Get Freaky last night. Adam Friedland, Evil Nine, and Basspin Twins. Good stuff going on down there at 1015 Folsom. Those guys were kind of mashing it up, actually. A little bit of set here and there, but they were working together, which was awesome. Want to give out some tickets right now for those of you who are ready and appreciate drum and bass as well. You know, every time LTJ Bookham comes into town, there's huge, huge parties. This one's going to be happening at Ruby Sky, which is where he's been performing for the last while. Has he been doing all the gigs recently, DJ M, at Ruby Sky, or has he been playing some other places? 10-15 last time? Then Ruby Sky a bunch of other times, and then used to be back there on the visitor. All right, this one's at Ruby Sky, LTJ Bookham, and MC Conrad, alongside this man to my left, DJ M. What's up? Representing Fault Line and Future Tracks, and his partner Q's, SRK Records, and our buddy MC Da on the mic, representing Groundscore and Futuro. Upstairs is a breaks room with some of our buddies from News Breaks, including Donna Matrix and Smoove, also representing Space Cowboys and Jax of Ambient Airlines and Cool Q Double O L. All this going on next Thursday, 4/21, the day after. Day after the hazy day. 4/21/05, this Thursday at Ruby Sky, LTJ Bookham and MC Conrad. Look at that, phone is blowing up already. We got a couple of pairs, let's do it right now. You and a friend going to LTJ Bookham. Until then, we're going to get back in these tunes. Kid Kenobi out of Australia in town here right now, having a good time on Future Breaks FM right here on KUSF San Francisco. soaking it up in there. Again, you're listening to Future Breaks FM. Kid Kenobi, a fan of Star Wars, no doubt. Live on the Wheels of Steel. All right, this just in. He will be playing tonight, of course, at Amnesia. Amnesia going on tonight. I think it's around 20th on Valencia over there. What is it? Between like 18th and 21st, somewhere between there. You'll find it. Amnesia, Kid Kenobi, and lots of other fun. And I think we can give away some tickets. So, 751-KUSF. Tickets tonight for Kid Kenobi. We've already given away the LTJ Bookham tickets in about, I think it took 14 seconds. Shouts out to JT and Kim for being quick on the digits. Speaking of which, 751-KUSF. Again, 751-KUSF if you want to check it out tonight. Amnesia, Kid Kenobi. Know what I'm saying? Future Breaks. Give call. Holla.
Motherfuckers gonna drop, motherfuckers gonna drop.
All right, Future Breaks FM, just getting out of the in the set here for Kid Kenobi here in the lovely Bay Area for just a small amount of time. How long are you here for?
Yeah, till Tuesday. So it's kind of a small amount of time, isn't it?
That is a small amount of time. So what brings you to the States on this particular venture?
It's been a bit just a traveling, doing a few gigs here and there, sort of just a chance to get out and see a bit of the world and just do some gigs while I'm doing it, basically. It's not like a serious hardcore tour or anything like
that. So you're supporting a compilation or a record in particular?
Not really, actually. I'm doing another compilation later this year in Australia, but at the moment it's just traveling around, really. Like, so I've done, played in Canada, I did Whistler, I did Vancouver,
nice,
played
yeah.
New York, played LA last week. I just gone actually a couple of days ago and
right.
going back to New York and then just traveling around basically. So I'm away for 3 weeks and it's good to sort of get out of Australia and
it's kind of open ended in a little bit, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I like how you Australians do that. You know, a good friend of mine, actually, you know who came through here before you get to that? Phil K was here.
Oh, really? Right, okay.
Phil K came through the show about a year and a half ago or something.
Right.
He was cruising around.
Yep.
Good guy.
He's a really good guy.
Out of Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
And he does a bunch of work with New Breed also,
right? He does some
work
with New Breed, yep. And I think he also just did a Y4K compilation as well.
That's right. Well, we have the Balance, what was it, Balance 004?
Yep.
Right. While we're on compilations, let's go back to... Oh, it sounds like this microphone wants to fall apart. All right. Let's talk about some compilations that you've done with the Ministry of Sound crew and so forth.
Yep.
Which came out about...
Well, there's been a few of them. There's been about four altogether. I did one last year. It sort of worked out that the third compilation came out in 2003 and the fourth one came out in 2004, so they were called 0403. So there's been four compilations altogether, and they've been cool because they've been like a double-sided compilation. So one of the tracks, they come out once a year. One of the CDs covers, I guess, the bigger tunes of the year, sort of like, you know, the year that was, I guess, in some ways.
Right.
And the other one is sort of pretty much open-ended, whatever I want to do. So I've done like a lot of chill-out stuff and And
so their title it was Breaks 03, right?
Yeah, and then it's up to Breaks 04. But I think I'm changing the format this year. But it's kind of cool because it's it comes out on a quite a big label in Australia, Ministry of Sound. And,
sure.
And
that's a huge label.
It
anyway,
opened,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And I think it opened up a lot of people to Breaks, and I guess a lot of the time people who might not have heard it before kind of got exposed to it. So it was a really good thing for.
Is it the same with the Clubber's Guide to Breaks? It's a different one, right?
Yeah. So Clubber's Guide to Breaks 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Bringing us up to date. You know, if we want to find out more information about you, say online, for example, something, is there a website?
It's one in the works, actually. It's been in the works for about a year, but it's actually going to happen.
That's everybody's story. Though.
Yeah,
it's all right.
No, this one's really happening. I've got the third degree from my manager saying you've got to get this website happening. But yeah, it will be kidkenobi.com. Coming soon.
Nice.
Literally, it is coming soon.
Remember that. Kidkenobi.com. In the meanwhile, just go to Google and put in Kid Kenobi, and I'm sure you'll find plenty of information. Before we get out of here, what is in store for you for the remainder of the 05 summer and fall?
Finishing this kind of little tour thing, and then 6 weeks back in Australia. Just again, that'll be just like 6 weeks of non-stop gigging around Australia and more production, hopefully. Trying to get this next compilation together, and then going to England and travelling around there for 6 weeks and playing all around there, and then coming back and doing another tour and then doing summer. So I've already got my year mapped out for me. It's kind of cool, but kind of a bit scary at the same time.
Not bad, though. You Australians like to travel, though.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was going to mention a really good friend of mine, Phil Smart.
Oh, really? Phil?
He's been coming to San Francisco about every other year for a decade now. Yeah, he used to stay with us every now and again.
Right, cool.
Down in Sydney with Sugar Ray. Yeah, good friend of mine.
Yeah, right. Wow, this is a real trip, isn't it?
Small world, isn't it? Folks, we're talking to Kid Kenobi right here on Future Breaks FM, right here on KUSF San Francisco. Unfortunately, we've just run out of time. Turkish cultural program is hot on our heels. But are you going to be playing in town tonight? It's a bit of a mystery.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm just trying
Amnesia.
Amnesia, that's the one.
All right, we'll leave it at that. We got to get out of here. Sir, thanks so much for coming by on the quick one.
Yep.
Kid Kenobi, find out more about him online soon. KidKenobi.com. This has been Future Breaks FM. You can find us online at www.futurebreaks.fm. And we got to get out of here. Stay tuned for the Turkish cultural program right here on KUSF San Francisco. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Until then, we will see you on the dance floor.